Welcome to Castle Country Focus. It's time for another Carbon County School District update, and joining us right now in the studio, we have Principal Stacy Basinger with Wellington Elementary. And Principal Basinger, it's always great to get you in. I appreciate you taking out the time once again to join us.
I love to. It's always a pleasure to come visit.
Well, thank you. It's a lot happening right now at Wellington Elementary. In fact, fall's a busy time of the year. That's kind of something that I've picked up from all the principals that have stopped by as of late. Once you hit that October, I mean, you have Thanksgiving, you have Christmas. I mean, fall kind of starts the beginning of a busy time for you guys.
It does. It feels like we started school, we jumped on this train, and the train has just sped up. It hasn't slowed down. So we're kind of excited that fall break's coming here next week. That gives everybody a chance to get their feet back on the ground and get refocused, because you're right, those holidays come, and with holidays comes a lot of excitement as well.
Well, you guys have a book fair going on right now, and this is always a pretty cool thing. I'm sure the kids get excited every time a book fair rolls around.
It is. There's a lot of good options there for all ages in the family, and this book fair is sponsored by our PTA. It is open before and after school this week, and it's open to the community. Anyone's welcome to stop in, and I'm sure we can help them find something they'd like to purchase.
You talk about the PTA putting on the book fair. What are some of the benefits? Where's the money going, and how does it benefit the PTA?
Well, PTA actually kicks that back all to the school. So everything that's purchased, they earn scholastic dollars, basically. And in the fall, they absolutely return all of that money back to our teachers. They divide it out and say, get what you need for your students, for your class, however you need to use it. In the spring, it's a buy one, get one free, and it's not really a kickback. The kickback goes to the patrons. So that's always a very popular book fair in the spring.
I could imagine rather being buy one, get one free. Now with the book fair, again, fall break right around the corner, this will actually be next week. What are some of the things that you guys have to prepare for as you head into fall break? Or is it kind of just nice and easy? I mean, you just get a day off.
You know, I don't know that we have to do any special preparation. We're actually trying to get a lot of things caught up and get to a point where we can go on break and it's not going to interrupt. You know, we get the units wrapped up so we can come back and start fresh right after that fall break. Fresh energy, fresh mind, all of it, just ready to go.
Does that work at the elementary level?
Well, I think it works for the staff. I'm not sure it works for kids. Kids come with high energy 100%
right.
of the time. But I think the staff is ready. It's just been an interesting beginning of the year. You know, every beginning of the year is always getting everything managed and schedules and getting procedures in place. But this year's been a little bit more challenging. Not challenging, just I don't know what the word is. We got a new reading program, and I don't know if you've heard a lot about that. Excuse me. But it's with a new program, there's a lot to manage. There's a lot to figure out. There's a lot to start getting that confidence in. And I think our teachers are just finally getting to that point where we're like, all right, we get it. We like it. Now let's relax and just let the rest of this year come together good.
As far as the fall traditions, Red Ribbon Week, I mean, that's a tradition, I think, district-wide, right, around this
it
time
is.
Of the year?
Yeah, it's really nationwide. There's a big kick during October for drug awareness, and it's always a very popular week because you have a theme for every day, and I don't know, we sure hope the kids are paying attention to the message about drug awareness, but it's always a very popular, fun, high-energy week.
What are some of the things that you guys have planned this year?
There's a different theme for each day. It actually starts... We have a legislative day, which is a training day for teachers on Monday, October 30th. So students don't have school that day. So we're starting Red Ribbon Week on Halloween.
Oh, awesome, right?
Halloween is always, you know, the best time of the year for kids. So they come back to school that day, and that's the kickoff is Halloween costumes. And then each day there's a different theme where the kids get to dress up and do different theme-related activities with messages. We have Officer Maines coming in that week to give the kids an assembly and kind of give them some positive messages about drug awareness.
As far as Halloween goes, I mean, obviously, that's a much more entertaining day at the elementary level than it is middle school or high school, right? I mean, that's a big day for the kids, isn't
it? It is. They've been planning, and we have a little parade right first thing in the morning because the kids come all decked out in those costumes, and by the time you go through a recess, those costumes aren't always decked out. So
yeah.
We start the morning off with a big parade, just get all that energy out right from the start, and then we keep learning. There's learning going on all day, but... yeah, it's definitely a favorite. I don't know that it's the staff's favorite, but it's a day we enjoy watching them get excited about. But it's a nice day to get over with, too.
Is it more entertaining on Halloween or more entertaining the day after when the kids come back hopped up on candy?
Oh, no, they're not hopped up. They're certainly
tired?
Mellow and
okay,
tired.
Well, that's
yeah,
good.
It's
that's
a day
good.
To get a lot done.
Now, outside of everything, as far as Red Ribbon Week and the book fair and fall break and Halloween, you guys also are focusing on character within the school as well.
We are. Every spring, or I guess it's more in the middle of the year, I hope the community remembers, we do have a survey that goes out to what they call the stakeholder survey. We ask the students to take it, which is our students grades 3 and up, because it is a computer-based, lots of reading questions, so we want to make sure they understand what they're surveying about. But parents are also asked to take it, the staff, and we take that feedback and we evaluate it, and we want to make changes to make sure we're addressing it. And this particular year, we had some questions regarding school safety, and our students did not score or agree that in what we thought as far as them feeling safe when there's a conflict, that bullying was not an issue. And so we knew as a staff we had to address that, because our parents did not recognize that as a problem, and neither did our staff. So we wanted to make sure our students know they are safe. We do a lot to keep them safe. We have a lot of procedures and policies in place to make sure that they know how to solve conflicts, and they don't know, so or obviously they didn't know, so we're making a big focus. Our teachers came in before school started because it was that important. We wanted to make sure we started this school year with a good plan in place, so we readdressed all of our school procedures, made sure we had consistency going throughout, and then we're pushing a huge focus on character, particularly respect, responsibility, and integrity, because it's part of our school motto. We say it every day as a school, and we thought the kids don't really know what those words mean. They don't know what it looks like. They don't know what it sounds like. And those behaviors, respect, responsibility, integrity, all have to do with conflicts and everyday behaviors. And so we wanted to make sure we focused on helping them understand how they can show respect, responsibility, and integrity as a student, as a friend, as a family member. Because if we are practicing those traits, conflicts aren't a big deal. We know mm-hmm. how to handle those. We know how to get through those situations. And then we have resources, and that was the other thing. We wanted to make sure they had some plans in place on how to handle those situations. So it's a big push. It's a lot of work, but we're trying to make sure that kids recognize we have a lot of good resources here. We want you to be successful here, and that is also with your character, not just your academics.
Well, Principal Basinger, it's always fun to get you in, talk a little bit about what's happening at Wellington Elementary. It's a very busy time for you guys, so I do appreciate you stopping by.
No problem.
All right, for more on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.